When the master had thus spoken, they cast their eyes upon the table and remained silent. And since no one spoke, Jesus continued, "Many of you Pharisees are here with me as friends. Some are even my disciples. But the majority of the Pharisees are persistent in their refusal to see the light and acknowledge the truth. Even when the work of the gospel is brought before them in great power. How carefully you cleanse the outside of the cups and the platters while the spiritual food vessels are filthy and polluted. You make sure to present a pious and holy appearance to the people, but your inner souls are filled with self-righteousness, covetousness, extortion, and all manner of spiritual wickedness. Your leaders even dared to plot and plan the murder of the Son of Man. Do not you foolish men understand that the God of heaven looks at the inner motives of the soul as well as on your utter pretenses and your pious professions? Think not that the giving of alms and the paying of tithes will cleanse you from unrighteousness and enable you to stand clean in the presence of the Judge of all men. Woe upon you Pharisees who have persisted in rejecting the light of life. You were meticulous in tithing and ostentatious in almsgiving, but you knowingly spurn the visitation of God and reject the revelation of His love. Though it is all right for you to give attention to these minor duties, you should not have left these weightier requirements undone. Woe upon all who shun justice, spurn mercy, and reject truth. Woe upon all those who despise the revelation of the Father while they seek the chief seats in the synagogue and crave flattering salutations in the marketplaces.